Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yes, sir. We back in this bitch.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, that wasn't the best one.
That was, yeah. Oh, we want to harmonize? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You bitch.
We're back.
Shout out to you niggas. You YouTube niggas. You're the only ones that can see me doing this right now.
All right.
They can't see it. They can't see it if they're not on YouTube.
Sure. I'm like, COE?
Oh, yeah, you're young. You don't know what that means, dude.
I do. DX, bro. What? We got suspended for that
Okay.
Yeah.
Man of culture.
Yeah, come on, man.
Man of culture. That's not suck it, but it's all right.
Isn't it?
No, yeah. That one's break it down.
No,
this is suck it. And that's break it down.
Oh, this is break it down.
Yeah.
I've been doing suck it like this whole time.
Yeah.
You've been breaking it down when you should have been sucking it? That's crazy.
Man,
Whoa. We back. Oh, shit.
She's just a clown gal.
Oh, man. We got to start putting that in the intro.
Yeah, shout out God.
We back. Another one, another banger. How are you guys feeling?
Blessed, man. Blessed. Tired a little bit.
How do you guys... How do you guys feel about, like, not getting invited somewhere? Does it bother you? Like, does it hurt you to your core?
It depends on what it is.
Exactly, depends.
If it's something I want to go to, kind of.
Okay.
Whose event is this? The homies? That's the other thing, too. Who's going?
So if it's the homies, you're pissed.
Yeah, you got to invite me, fam. Even if I'm going to say no.
All right.
And then there's other ones. There's those other gigs where you're like, oh, man, why did you invite me?
Yeah. I love when people cancel on me. It's the greatest feeling in the world. I can't come? Yeah. No problem.
Why? What?
What happened?
What happened?
Hey, man.
What are you?
There's this young lady by the name of Amanda Seals. I don't know if you guys have heard of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout outs to...
If it wasn't for y'all...
Amanda Diva.
I would really... If it wasn't for y'all, I would really think that I ain't doing shit.
That bleep was
because the industry I'm in does not recognize me. And to be clear, I'm speaking about the black spaces in the industry I'm in, because y'all know I don't give two dams about any of these other
she
spaces.
Don't give two dams.
I don't
the
it.
Black spaces is what I'm referring to.
Okay. She just gives one damn,
which is largely in part why I've realized that I need to shift out of this industry. You know, like, I don't get invited to Essence Women in Hollywood. I've never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards.
Damn.
I've been nominated for an Image Award. Never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards.
She was nominated and didn't get invited?
Never been honored at Black Rose Rock. Like,
you know what this rant sounds like?
I've hosted these events.
I met the criteria. But I just wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. I remember that meme. Oh, my God.
Yo, Isaiah Thomas still hurt to this day.
Damn, IT.
To this day.
Of course.
To this day.
To this day.
Yeah, Amanda Seals is an interesting character.
She is, man.
To me, she's very interesting.
Where do you want to start this?
Very polarized.
She's a comedian that I always see as very serious.
Yeah.
Not much ha-has.
Yeah.
You
a
know
lot
what
of
mean?
Sensitivity as well.
I don't... Okay. Sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Expound.
Just that... Well, there's more to just the sensitivity, right? Mm-hmm. She's a difficult person, if I'm being honest. I don't even like using that word on one of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like you...
Especially a black woman. We hate to reinforce a stereotype,
right?
but
you've...
Goddamn.
There's been so many stories that came out of good people. Too many. Insecure cast.
That's a bar. Hold on.
Like, no, for real though.
There's been too many stories that came out of good people. That's
a fact. The whole Insecure cast. Some other people I'm forgetting that I'm like...
We've had no reason to believe...
We're lying.
Would be lying on
exactly.
you. And then this is the other thing. It's like the common denominator is always you.
Yeah. Desus and Mero.
Make
that's
it make
of.
Sense.
Desus and Mero. They had a story about her too.
It's like Norm has told us some stories of friends that know her and antics that she's in New York, right? Was it? The
New York
scene.
Jesus, man.
And it's just constant. Like I remember when she was on The Real and she got essentially let go because she was making everything about race.
Right.
Which, I mean, everything is about race.
Yeah,
but you don't have to do that on daytime television.
Yeah.
These old women are not here to...
Yeah, goddamn, bro.
To get race baited every episode.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, And then she burnt that bridge, mm-hmm. got on Instagram Live.
She's good at that, yeah.
Talking, like, mm-hmm. talking, disparaging the executive producers, right. the show, mm-hmm. the hosts. So there was that. And then there was the Insecure moment.
Right.
Where she's a part of the show, mm-hmm. like an integral yeah. part of the
she
show.
Is, she is.
I love her character. Her love character, what she does yeah, in the show. Yeah. And yet she's not invited to the black after party yeah. for, I believe it was the Emmys. Was it the Emmys, the Golden Globes? I can't remember.
Yeah, one of them things.
One of them awards.
Yeah.
But there's a black after party that happens every year mm-hmm. where the black elite yeah. all come together,
yeah.
eat babies.
Good skin.
And yeah, yeah. adrenochrome, yep. ivermectin.
Kind of want some.
But yeah, she wasn't invited to that.
Yeah.
And made it a race thing again because mm-hmm. the person throwing the party was white. But she also, before that, stated that they never got along and she felt no need to speak to her.
This is what I'm saying. Like, these kind of things
you can't
always
say
more.
These things. Like, we all have jobs here.
Yeah. You did it to yourself.
We all are pro-black.
Yeah.
We're not causing a scene at work.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is your livelihood. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're talented. You've had an extensive career. She started as a child. She was in Flowetry.
Really? I didn't know that.
Niggas don't remember that. Mm. She was like the third and only third member of Flowetry before her and Marsha fell out.
Is Flowetry like old?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fairly old.
How old is Amanda Seales?
Amanda Seales pretty old.
She old. Really?
Yeah, she probably in her 40s.
She my age. My age group.
Really?
She yeah. probably, yeah. let's look that up. You got it.
Amanda Seales.
She okay, might be, good. I think, I'm going to guess 39 to 42.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, 42?
Yeah. 42, okay, wow.
Bang!
I didn't expect that at all, actually.
Yeah, she's an 82 baby.
82.
Still got it. Still got it.
Or 81, 81, sorry, 81.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at a woman in 4 years. Hey, baby.
I mean, but her original name was Amanda Diva.
Yeah.
So she,
that should tell you.
Very telling. Mm. Very, very telling.
That in itself was already telling.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But more to your point about, like, you were all black and you're not going to make it that scene. She's the female Dr. Umar, but not in the good way. You know what I mean? It's like everything. It's
she's
like,
not even a doctor. She's just Umar.
Exactly. She's just Umar.
She's like, just Umar.
She's Umar.
Yeah.
She's Umar. Like, honestly, she's
there's an episode title. She's
Umar. Yeah, she really is. Like, you're having lunch. She's like making everything so serious. She's like, oh, this nigga again.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah. And what's even worse is, like, you're working with majority black people. So it's like, we all feel it. Just chill out. Especially Insecure. Like, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Like, that show is so fire. Everyone looks like they get along swimmingly.
Yeah.
You're the one person that everyone
we've never
about.
Heard of any story coming out of that set.
Exactly.
For years.
Come on, man.
Seasons.
Come
and
on,
and we've never
man.
Heard a story come out of there.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, that's it.
It's you, man. Oh. It's fucking you, dog. Like, I can't even.
And I hate
it.
That because I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very smart.
Yeah. No, very, very smart.
Very intelligent yeah. woman. She knows how to present an argument. Mm-hmm. She's very convincing.
Yeah.
But that's also to her detriment because, remember, she also falsely accused a black man of sexually harassing 8 women.
Wait, who is this?
None of whom have come forward nor exist.
I vaguely remember this.
She there's a football player, ex-football player. Mm-hmm. She said she manifested, wanted him to come into her DMs. He comes into her DMs eventually,
right.
of his own volition.
Right. Okay. You know,
talks weird. To her. Immediately invites her out to Boston. He wants to hang out with her.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to fly her out. Mm-hmm. She's uncomfortable with this. She's taken aback.
Okay.
So she takes some steps back
right.
from the conversation. Now she expresses this on The Breakfast Club, but doesn't name him, but makes it fairly obvious who it is.
Don't not respond to my DM and then go on a fucking interview and say that shit. Like, fuck you.
And then eight women
yeah.
come forward, one of them saying a story about how she allegedly went to his house and he opened the door naked.
Freak huh? ass boy.
Freaky ass boy.
Freak ass boy, man. Immediately.
King Kimboy.
Naked off the rip? First
dog.
Link too? Wow.
I was like, all right. But then it's like, someone's like, all right, so like who? Like,
yeah.
could you, we need proof. Like yeah. get some empirical
somebody
proof.
From Texas?
We just need proof. Like, I don't know who it is. I don't yeah. care where they're from. Narnia. Like, I don't give a shit. But we need some proof. Mm-hmm. Couldn't provide it. Never once provided it. And he had to clear his name.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but there's so many people that aren't going to even see him clearing his name.
Yeah, and even that, like, that's a heavy thing to have in your jacket. It never comes off.
Oh, my God, man. You Google that, my name comes up besides sexual assault.
Yeah, that doesn't go away.
It's like, that's not going to go away, just especially not in people's minds.
Yeah,
like,
and even then, if you're trying to convince people, now you're arguing about a sexual assault thing. And it's like, that's just a nasty comment.
We're talking about Amanda Seals. Amanda Seals.
And what is your...
I wait, appreciate the story. She has sexual assault?
No. She accused an ex-football player of sexually assaulting someone that DM'd her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why she's canceled.
Well, no, that was a long time ago. Yeah. They canceled her for that a while back. But
I don't
know if it was last night or 2 days ago, she complained about not being invited to the NAACP Awards.
But are we surprised?
That's what Duke said.
Exactly. We're all saying the same thing.
That's like, what Duke said.
Listen, man.
And it's like, he's saying that basically there's too many good people that say bad things about you. Where it's like, we believe them. They're too credible. They've never had any, never been problematic. They've never even spoken about anybody except for you. They went out of their way to like warn people. Like,
yeah. Exactly. She's a little dramatic. But
yeah.
We explained that with the real story. You remember the real moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's because I remember, that's what it was. Mm. Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett incident she said was noble. She said he might be bringing awareness to police brutality or something like that, and that it was noble.
Damn.
For when he lied about everything?
Yeah. And he basically lied about a hate crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said there was a noose.
That's what the noose was OD. That's like, oh, you added too much.
Not nary a noose was found.
And then she's just very, very loud all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's,
and sometimes
she's like,
when you're very, very loud, like, why do you expect people to invite
and loud
you?
Not in volume, loud in terms of
just
opinionated.
Loud.
there is such very, thing as being too opinionated.
It's just very matter of fact when it's like,
on an opinion.
You didn't truly do your research, we could tell. And the fact that you're so matter of fact with everything is just like, cool, you could really like hit your point home, but sometimes you need to back up.
And it's very impulsive.
Yes,
because I'll see something happen
impulsive.
And her video's already up.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And then facts come out revealed after that, and it's like,
are you gonna go back?
She doesn't delete it.
Gonna delete this?
That's embarrassing. I would delete it so quick.
That's like the case of just wanting to be first.
Yeah.
And not wanting to be credible.
But this is the problem with the content creation game. Mm-hmm. I feel like as a whole, like a lot of people saying things matter of factly without looking into it past the headline, and just gathering that's his bag.
That's my whole shit.
Gathering their own assumptions from it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fun when you're doing it for comedy, but when you're doing it the
for
way
real,
she's
real?
Doing
it's
it,
dangerous.
It's not comedy.
Yeah.
Like, there's, and she's a comedian, which is the weirdest part.
That's what I'm saying. So,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I'm not too sure about
what
it.
What was the athlete? Or who was the athlete?
Myron, I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
Myron is tough.
Amanda Seals. Myron is tough. We'll get to that. Myron Roll. Mm. His name is Myron Roll.
Okay.
But it's not like this is the first time she hasn't been invited somewhere. Like, it happens all the time. So it's not like it
she says she's never been invited to any of these places.
Okay.
No, she
once she was
no,
nominated, it's still not invited.
Really?
She gets uninvited is what she gets. She gets uninvited all the time.
You know, there's like, she's the kid in elementary school who didn't get invited to the pool party and grew up. You know what I mean? It's like it's unfortunate.
She's bullied all the time.
But it's not even bullied. Like, sometimes kids are just bad vibes. Like, nobody wants you around because you're the literally. Well, actually, we forgot the homework. It's like, we
she's
don't
like
you.
She is what people used to think J. Cole was.
Yeah.
Remember when people used to think J. Cole was the guy? Like, you'd be singing happy birthday J. Cole in the corner, like, do you know where that song came from? that's who they equate her to.
Yeah.
And I think that it's reflective of the woke, quote-unquote, society as a whole. Like, the whole woke trend, because it is a trend, is dying out because people are so tired of the constraints of wokeness.
Yeah.
It's the same reason they don't go to religion. It's not that they don't want to believe in God. They're just not trying to go to church every week.
They're not trying to completely...
They want to lie occasionally and not feel bad.
They don't want to completely... commit.
Exactly. They want to half foot in, half foot out.
Yeah.
Get the convenient parts, bread, some patties after church. But they don't want to pay tithes. They don't want to pay offering. They don't want to, you know, there's a whole bunch of different
things.
Don't want
to go to Bible study.
Don't want to get baptized. Yeah. Afraid to drown. Like, niggas is just.
That's me, yeah.
You're afraid to drown?
Not afraid to.
I'm afraid to drown.
I'm just not like.
That's normal.
I'm not afraid.
Anybody else?
Yeah. I don't want to admit that.
Am I alone? I just, she's like, are you afraid to drown?
I'm not afraid to drown.
I've been drowning since I was yay high.
I'm drowning in worries. No. I don't know. I can't swim, so I try to stay away from water.
Oh, you're one of those.
Brother. Me and you both, brother.
Exactly. That's why you guys are scared of drowning.
We're those blacks.
I like that word.
Because
scared.
I know how to swim. Like, why am I scared of drowning?
Good for you. Because
like, drowning I have is not gone swimming. In the ocean. I have swam far, far
out. You know, there's
tons
of people that can swim that have drowned, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I know that, but I'm not saying that I can't. I'm not saying that I can't drown. I'm saying that I'm not afraid.
Is this wood?
I'm saying that I'm not afraid of it. Because if you go in thinking like, oh, I'm going to drown. Probably going to freak out.
Which is why we don't bother.
I wouldn't say I'm thinking that. Vibes. I'm just like, you know, like if I'm going to drown, I'm going to drown cool. I'm going to go like,
I want to drown fighting
you
a shark.
Drown, like,
I'm not going to do all that. Literally, he's like, I'm hugging myself just straight to the bottom.
B-boy stance.
Exactly.
Yo, that's hilarious.
She has a phrase that she coined. Says she coined. I'm not hostile. I'm passionate. Okay. And it's like, that's something a hostile person would say.
I'm not negative. I'm realistic.
Yeah. Same shit.
Yeah.
Moving on. Speaking of Myron's, Fresh and Fit podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
Man.
Those men.
Yeah.
What they say now?
We were given a beautiful. I just want to play. I don't even.
I just
need more people to hear it. Yep. You know what those are?
Yeah, exactly.
Your friend never come over. You're like, I gotta show you this video on YouTube. I just saw.
That's literally me. Yeah.
This is it. Yo, these niggas are the worst.
If there's men that watch this show, if they've learned anything, it's probably how to respect.
This is H3 podcast.
Have a long-term healthy relationship.
Doing a podcast with Fresh and Fit
and have a family with.
How do you get a wife, Ethan? Because my thing is like you're like just you're talking about the finish line. What about the race?
Yeah.
I hate these niggas. Yeah. You're talking about the finish line. What about the race? How do you get a wife? That's how he started it.
Yeah.
How do you get a wife? I want you to all remember that line.
You got him crazy.
You understand? Like you have to get
either of you married
where you can even identify a female that's worthy of marriage, of having a family with, etc. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, it's not that simple anymore. So we live in a very complex world where it's difficult to identify women that are marriage material.
Is it difficult to identify a woman that is marriage material to you guys?
No.
Don't ask him. He'd probably say yes.
No, I don't think so, actually.
She thinks your red pill is fucked. This is crazy.
Wait, you think, ew.
Oh,
I think you belong on Fresh and Fit.
Oh,
that's crazy. I'm actually offended. I thought you were cool, dog.
That's crazy.
I'm hurting. You think so for real?
Kind of.
That's wild.
Oh. What?
She thinks you should be on Love is Blind.
Based on what?
Some of his takes that he has made.
It's comedy, baby.
Is it comedy?
I like to hide behind a lot of crazy takes sometimes, but no.
I think that you might be trying to grow out of that phase. But I definitely feel like you have a little Fresh and Fit in you.
Listen, she said you're orange pill.
I've always had
not all the way there.
I don't even have to say that. Like, listen, allegedly, I've always been good with women. Like, I've never had. Listen, I had bitches, bro. I don't even like to do this. Like, it's nasty, but I'm saying I never watched those kind of videos. Like, I never had like, oh, how do
we've
girls
actually
sting?
Spoken about some of those guys and like we're roasting them.
That's
for
what I'm
like
saying.
An hour.
Exactly.
Time.
So it's like, nah, that's never been a thing.
Nah,
I know people that are close to me that literally listen to that shit and it's cringe.
Mm. I think I think you do it as like a parody
100%
on itself. Yeah. Like people know that and they're
that's
expecting
crazy,
that.
No.
And so you just say it.
Broke my heart, dog. Thought we were cool, man.
She don't believe a word you're saying, bro. You're already in that boat, bro.
We believe all women, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sorry, brother.
Look at it. Your jacket looks a little orange. Ooh. You have the orange mic. So
she
that
said
means
signs.
You're
yeah. Omen.
Oh, look, the red right there.
Alicia sound like Amanda Seals right now.
You're not wrong. Alicia Diva? That's crazy. All right, I'm going to keep playing it. Hold on.
Simply, that's just what it is.
So you guys are. All right. Method is so good, why aren't you married?
Again, because men are the ones that decide if they want to get married.
Choice.
So you choose not to be married.
Yes, because men are the one. We're the gatekeepers to marriage and commitment. Women are the gatekeepers to sex.
Right.
See, and this is the thing that I hate about them.
Yeah.
Like, hate definite. About them. What, men are the gatekeepers to marriage, and women are the gatekeepers to sex. Mm-hmm. That is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. You're asking a woman to marry you. So yeah. Who's the gatekeeper?
If she wants to say no, then
you can't get married, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck is these niggas talking about?
That's stupid.
That is the dumbest very thing. Dumb. Like, dog,
they
I was can like,
still say no.
I was like,
they still have an option. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking of that Cat Williams line where he's like, "Do you know I can see you, niggas?" Yeah, like, yeah. I was like, "This is insane, bro."
And if they divorce, who wins? Mm. It's the woman that wins in divorce. It's the woman that when they get married and when they get the man to finally drop on his knee.
Is that win? I don't know if it's a win yet.
What, the divorce?
No, the marriage part. The divorce part, that's still up in there. There's men that get money. Like Wendy Williams, man.
Depends.
Yeah.
There are funds. There's a next guy. What celebrity? I can't remember.
Adele's husband.
Yeah. Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
A lot of them. There's a lot. Halle Berry's
exes. That's all situational. That's all situational. And if we're keeping it a buck, the reason why it would be a majority of women is because most men in those positions
are higher earnings
and don't want their woman to work. Yes. So it's like the judge is going to have to side with them. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't sign a prenup and this person has less money than you.
Yeah.
Fork it up.
And the women usually take the kids.
True.
So. That's what you could say is a win, is women normally get the kids, which I think is right, to be honest.
Is it a win?
To have the joy.
Red pill.
We got her.
We got her.
That sounds like something Fresh and Fit would say.
She's fitting fresh. She's fitting fresh.
Yo. 34, right, Myron?
Yes.
And
the music.
Do you plan on getting married?
34 years old.
Do you think
old.
It's important?
Eventually, the nuclear family is the backbone to any thriving society.
These niggas eventually. Are insufferable.
Eventually.
Marriage is the backbone to modern society. Like, he just says things.
A nuclear society.
Nuclear family.
A lot of guys don't have that ability to find a woman that's worthy.
You don't have that ability.
I don't have that ability?
You're not married.
Yeah.
That's by choice.
But you but no
Yo,
ability
you're sick
to find
to
a
my
woman.
Stomach,
you don't have that ability. So you use the sugar daddy websites as dating sites.
Cool. Yeah, so we did a whole episode on
this. And then you complain about women being shallow.
I never complained about women being
shallow. You say it's hard to find a good woman because they're motivated by material things and stuff. And yet you're seeking women, specifically a certain type of woman, obviously, that would be on a sugar daddy website. So it seems like you are confirming your biases by even going there to find women.
What? Okay, so
you sorry, well, I'll say it again.
Man, so you want me to say it again slower?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it for the people in the back?
Yeah, completely cooked.
Yo,
you want me to dumb it down for you?
Cooked their shit, bro.
Yeah, man.
Cooked their shit. And this is the thing, right? Is this is the majority of men in that incel world.
Yeah.
Is they only talk to or interact with women that will confirm the bias.
Right. Exactly.
So that they don't have to change their opinion. And then they can go on and they just get angrier and angrier when they're dealing with the same type of woman. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. And it's the same thing on the other side with women.
When they deal with
who
the
are
same
extreme
person.
Feminists. They deal with the same fuck boys over and over again and then blame it on all niggas.
Yeah.
But you're confirming your biases every time you date the same type of nigga and you know you're dating the same type of nigga. Little girl AD on Love is Blind.
She said, I got
red nails because of red flags and I love red flags or some shit like that.
How old is she?
30,
I don't even know.
3, I think.
She was 33.
She says she loves red flags.
She's early 30s.
She said she's matching the red flags with her red nails.
It's embarrassing.
And was like jokey about it while dating a walking red flag.
She's Captain Save-A-Ho. She loves to save a man.
Did you guys see the reunion?
No. Mm-hmm. It's on my to-do list, though.
Ah,
wow. Yeah.
The reunion was probably the best reunion they've ever had.
I left here and went straight there.
Yeah?
Yeah. To watch it.
Yeah. It was amazing.
So what happened? Spoil it.
A lot of receipts.
Calling like people out.
Nick and what's his girl's name? Vanessa?
Oh, not Jessica. That was previous. It's
yeah,
Vanessa.
It's Jessica Simpson. Yeah, no, they were on their shit this time. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. They didn't have too much opinions, just mostly questions, which we love. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear what they think.
Okay. We just want them to ask the questions.
Yeah, just ask the questions. Except for one time when they brought Trevor out. Remember the big Hulk looking guy?
The one that
he was dating Chelsea as well.
Okay, yeah. The one I think Megabox wanted, yeah.
In the love triangle.
I slowed down.
He stopped watching. Yeah. He hasn't watched since our last episode.
Since the last time
when we said, guys, we should watch.
Yeah. I discussed it with people, so I know some shit happened.
Yeah. So
I did research.
They brought Trevor out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Trevor, dog, like they scolded him.
He was about to cry.
Big man Trevor?
Yeah, he was about to cry.
They scolded him.
Embarrassing.
I don't even blame them. Like, weak. It was funny. To me, it was funny up until it got to that part.
Yeah.
Like, why? And I get that he probably violated the most in terms of public opinion because he had a girlfriend, allegedly.
Okay, so they read out the text. And the text had said before he was leaving, he was like, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. I love you.
Yeah.
And then he leaves for a couple weeks, and then he comes back after not getting chose by Chelsea, and he texts that same girl, I love you so much, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah.
Did he marry her?
No.
Because this is
the thing. He claims that they were in a toxic relationship, and that is why he was trying to leave the toxic relationship. He was trying to get out of it by doing this experiment.
And I believe him.
But he ran right back to her afterwards.
I know you get it. Believe man. He was in a toxic relationship with this girl, and he wanted an escape. He wanted an out, and he thought, the only way I can get out is if I fall in love with somebody else. And so he's like, I'm going to do this experiment. Mm-hmm. He fell in love with Chelsea. Apparently, he was a mess, according to the most trustworthy guy on the show, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
The one that actually got married.
The one that actually was in, like, the perfect, most stable relationship the whole time. Yeah. And the people who won Love is Blind the first time, the white guy and the black woman, the guy, he came and did a video because the people were asking why he wasn't at the reunion. They had, like, nine couples that past seasons on the reunion episode as well. And they weren't present, which everyone was like, you guys are the best ones. Why wouldn't you be there?
Yeah, because they like mess.
And he's like, yo, it's exactly that. He's like, it's just like, you guys have lost sight of the show. Like, I see people joking about speeding past Johnny and what's her name? Amanda?
Speeding past Johnny and Amanda.
What was this girl's name?
Amy.
Johnny and Amy. Speeding past their relationship and parts and them not getting as much camera time. But all the mess is getting the camera time. And he's like, that wasn't what we signed up for.
This show is not about love anymore, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. And people were like, no, I get it. Like,
but he also said that he was like, yo, it's been 5 years. Like, I've done all the press. I've done all the promo. I've done
nonstop.
All the comebacks for the reunions. And I've done my rounds. It's time for other people to do rounds. Like, let us live our lives now.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
It's still interesting that people want to be healed. It's interesting that people aren't sick of them, which you usually see when they get passed around that much.
I feel
by
like
one
they're
show.
Not that much now.
They're
I
not
know.
Like
I
in
really
your face. You
yeah.
don't really see mess with them at all. Yeah. It's more like positive vibes. Mm-hmm. So I think people just want a reason to believe in love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nine couples. They said nine couples have gotten married or stayed together.
That's pretty good.
And then there's 11 that haven't. That's good ratio.
Wait, 9 out of 20?
20. Yeah, 9 out of 20. That's a good ratio.
It's 50. It's 40. It's about the marriage rate, yeah. It's not bad.
It checks out, man. I think it's a dope thing that they have going on there. Mm-hmm. I just think that Trevor part could have been handled a little bit better.
But he's really about to cry?
Man. No, like he paused. Everyone? He buffered at a certain point.
His eyes were
him,
red.
How do you explain yourself? And he was like... He looked like Mitch McConnell. Like, he was just frozen, bro.
Or and that girl. Do you remember that clip? That girl that was in court? And then it's like, Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson. And her face was literally like that.
You know, never seen it.
Oh, it is
oh, wait,
the best
wait,
video.
The Judge Judy one?
Yeah, one of those. Yeah. She was caught somewhere. And she was just stuck.
I have the meme.
I love that.
Holy shit. Yeah, no. It was interesting. It was very interesting. Good season, though.
Yeah,
good season.
Time.
Waiting for the ultimatum now. More psychopaths. Bring them on. I love it. Ultimatum is even best. Huh?
We're going to watch Ultimatum as a pod?
I'm down.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm down.
All right. Norm, you down?
All right. I'm in.
Ultimatum is like... Or no. Perfect Match. That's the one.
That's the one?
So like some of the people from Love is Blind and from...
that's
X on the Beach Temptation
Jessica.
Island.
Jessica's gonna be on.
Yeah, Jessica's gonna be
Match.
On there. Another girl that was on a past Love is Blind season, she's gonna be on there. It's gonna be interesting.
Man, so what much happened? Mess to get that one.
Little Mama. Little Mama.
God.
Yeah.
Wow, I was twin. Oh. Bow Weezy. What did Bow Weezy do, though? What little Bow Wow do?
Chad Moss.
Chad Moss.
I just gave up.
Chad Moss is out here doing a podcast interview about walking on stage with Alicia Keys
this
and Jay-Z.
How many years ago?
It happened in 2009.
2013.
No.
Wasn't it?
It happened in 2009.
Oh,
it was
9/13, September 13th.
When it happened.
Yo, you need to, you need to hear the interview.
And then what I'm an actor who told me that the only thing I did wrong after 9/13 was not put out an album.
Talk.
You should have put out an album to
calling
capitalize
it 9/13.
And I was like, that's everything but what I want.
You're a New Yorker.
She's like, capitalize this.
You're a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Calling it 9/13.
I mean, it's valid.
Because that was her.
That was my
9/11.
My 9/11 is nasty work.
She was the Pentagon plane.
This is the thing. You are the plane.
Exactly.
She was the plane.
You caused this, bro.
Alicia and Jay-Z were the Twin Towers. You were the plane. I don't understand this, bro. This girl wants us to never forget.
To do because it truly was a genuine stance. Mm. I wasn't trying to be funny or weird. So putting out an album would have made me feel uncomfortable as a person.
A genuine stance?
What's the stance? Exactly. What is the stance?
That she's from New York.
Yo, she got the Holy Ghost of the Bronx, bro. I don't know what came over her, but she really felt those lyrics and was like, this is a New York moment.
Yeah.
This is a moment for New York.
What's great? The way Beyonce was like, no. And she's like, nah, I got this.
I got this, B.
I love where like she's looking at them, just like, yeah. And they're just not looking at her.
They're
she's
like, what the fuck acknowledge are you me. Doing?
Jay-Z. Acknowledge Jay-Z me. Is the king of ignoring you when you're on stage and you're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I remember when 50 Cent jumped on stage, slapped him on the ass, and then started turning up, and they were beefing. This is why they were beefing. That's this is right after you came up with... I'm a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent?
Yeah.
After that line. So he's performing on stage and 50 Cent just comes out, gives him a pat on the ass and starts turning up. And Jay-Z's just like, he looks at him for a second and just keeps rapping and just completely ignores him. And I'm like, this guy's a master.
Yeah.
This guy's a master at his work craft.
But I have to reclaim my power and say that I slowed down in work when my mom was passing because it's the truth.
Yeah.
I was like semi-done. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, stop playing with me.
No, I didn't. I didn't get fired. I quit.
I was semi-done.
I was semi-done. We were all the way done.
You did this.
There was lip gloss. And what was the other song? The song with Chris Brown.
I don't know.
You don't like Lil Mama? Little Mama?
No.
Shawty Get Loose.
Shawty Get Loose. That's the one. But it was hard because of T-Pain and Chris Brown. I don't remember her part.
That's why I didn't even know she was on there.
That song was tough,
the song's a banger.
And it's her song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Brown went ham. T-Pain went ham.
I remember the beat being crazy.
And then they get loose.
That's all you remember that part.
I just remember the video was nuts. Yeah. There was a lot of dancing. She could dance. I'll give her that.
Can she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She's a dancer, man.
Okay.
She's a dancer. Her lip gloss is cool.
Who did the chicken? Who did the chicken noodle soup one?
That was a random girl.
One of them random New York artists that just had that one hit every year.
It was crazy because the girl literally stole the beat.
Oh yeah, she said that, right?
She said she got sent the beat, and then dude was like, "I sold it to somebody," and she leaked the song.
Yeah, at a basketball game, right? Everyone
went crazy at a Rucker Park game or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it was in the rain.
Yeah.
And it was like
everything was dramatic.
Yeah. And everything, It was like magic. It was like when Prince did Purple Rain.
She was talking about it like that too. Yeah. She's like, the kids were dancing in the rain. I'm like, yo, this is Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, what are you talking about?
She already told the story like it was a Disney DreamWorks collab. Like.
It was for kids in the hood. Mm. It was the closest thing that they were going to get.
Down.
You know, so a wonderful time. The now most magical like place. Owens.
That's crazy.
Yeah. In 2021, Lil Mama released a song called Uh-Oh.
No, we need to get Lumidy and Lil Mama Yo. On the podcast.
Oh, that'd be so good.
The whole podcast. Uh-oh.
Well, you need to get Beyonce then too.
And she the host of Uh-Oh as well.
Are they Canadian?
No, I was gonna say like it's crazy that you said that because
that'd be even
like
us
talking about
being
young. Like, how old were you at that time? Not 13.
Not 13. I had to be like 20, 21. Anywhere between 19 and 21. I was still young. 21. Yeah.
Even at 21. Because like I was hearing like Jay speak on it, and he was basically.
Oh, I was like 14.
What?
When that happened? I was like, how old were you when you were 9-13?
Where were you when 9-13 happened? Yo, Lil Mama kills me, bro. What else happened this week? Karrueche. Karrueche got a little OnlyFans.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, she
does. This nigga went to
I'm surprised he didn't make that noise, bro.
He's up.
Him, he already been on it. Yeah, subscribe.
Early.
That nigga Matt already got a 3-month subscription.
I got the
Can
leaks.
You
want
show
the
us the pictures then?
I'm not gonna lie.
Pictures is crazy.
I found out there's just like, I don't know if she's Vietnamese or Filipino, but there's this really hot chick with glasses and short hair that always makes food on Instagram, and she's, I don't know, she's just mad beautiful to me. And then someone's like, and I love the food she cooks, but then someone's like, you know she's an OnlyFans chick. And I was just like, call Marlon now. Tell him to find a link.
Yo, that is insane. That is insane. Yeah, no, she put up this Feet's OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's Karrueche's feet.
Strictly feet.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Karrueche's that's the loophole
feet.
For.
That's nah, fine.
For
that's
girls
fine.
That don't want to be a hoe.
It's a gateway drug.
But make that money.
It's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
And they act like it's not sexual, but come
no,
on.
No, they
man.
Know it is.
Them niggas is jerking their pieces to the bunions.
That's so weird, dog.
Hey, man, enough people love, like, men love cleavage, but imagine toes have 5-4 bits of cleavage in between each toe.
Looking at
nigga, what?
Feet cleavage?
What the fuck?
Feet cleavage is crazy.
Feet cleavage? That is the episode title. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Feet cleavage?
I was told that.
Feet cleavage is a real thing.
I was told that. Watch this.
We got him.
That was a tricky nigga.
I don't care about feet, okay? I think feet are kind of
this nigga worked in Foot Locker.
But I just know. Somebody.
You're Dr. Schultz? That's crazy.
My boy was like, I'm like, you like cleavage in the tits, right? Imagine 4 of them. And I was like, still not the
Who
same,
Who is this nigga?
Bro.
We didn't lock him up.
That's insane, bro. Like, not even
okay,
close.
Okay, so feet cleavage is real.
Yeah.
So there's, like, heels, right? When what? It shows the feet cleavage.
Yeah,
people are like, oh, do you want to make sure, like, you have some feet cleavage showing?
They really
for, like,
call
the
it
heels?
Feet
yes.
Feet cleavage, bro.
Oh, you nasty nigga.
You toe cleavage, one of those two, but yeah.
You guys are some freaky frogs,
and then
bro.
When you show this bottom side of the big toe, mm-hmm. That's like the side boob.
Yeah, so that's okay.
So you compare toes to tits, pretty much. Toes are the tits of the feet.
Titty toes? I've heard of being on your tippy toes, but never heard of being on your titty toes.
Toe cleavage.
It actually kind of looks
toe
like.
Toe cleavage.
Yeah,
that's what
it's yeah, that's nothing,
right nothing
that's
it
is. Niggas are looking at that like,
ooh.
Yeah.
that does nothing to me.
Like, yo. No.
Yo. When I look at that, all I can picture is what's inside of it. Like how much?
Nigga, what?
Like
how much sweat?
No, like
toe
you know,
jam?
You know when you take off your socks
what?
And there's mad toe jam in that shit. When I think of toe cleavage, I'm like, oh, what's all up in that shit? Like, why do people like that?
You made it worse. You made it worse.
I think it's gross.
I'm thinking about what's in that shit, bro. Like, that's just me personally, you know.
Because talking it's, about toes like a Kinder Surprise. No,
but not that I like it. I'm like, if it's exposed, that means what? There's probably some gravel stones in
I'm
that
sweating.
Shit. You got sand
I'm
in your
sweating.
Like, I'm not saying as if I like it. I'm just saying when I look at it, I picture things inside it, which turns me off.
I feel
he's
like
I don't want to be turned on. I gotta picture some shit.
Are you like Steph Curry, a foot person? Steph Curry is a foot person.
I don't like feet.
Oh god,
that's messed up that his wife did that to him.
No, I'm not a feet guy.
She exposed him nasty. That was not right.
She just said was just like, yeah, I don't send him news.
She said it on like a woman show too, like
a TV show.
I'd be home like, what the fuck, like
daytime TV.
We can talk about
Steph Curry has a kink.
What? Yeah, like what the fuck? That's wild, dog.
That's
why
wild.
Do you think they have so many kids? They're on their fourth or something.
I didn't think it had anything to do with feet.
Yeah, no.
Freaky. Like in the traditional way.
God damn. She sends the feet pics. He gets aged. Comes home from practice and they make a baby.
Bro,
in the off season.
My girl sent me a picture of feet. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
So you're telling me he niams Curry feet every day?
Boo. Boo.
I don't have a boo on here. I need something disparaging in the sound bites. Let's write that down. That's
just
got to
get the boo. Boo this man.
That's fine.
Boo this man. You got to get it from half baked, bro.
That's my favorite gif on Twitter. Boo this man. Oh, man. Would you guys... So, I'm guessing no feet people here.
No, sir.
Anyone in the production? Patrick, you're not nodding. You're not shaking, and Patrick, you're not nodding, and you wear Birkenstocks in the winter.
Oh, yeah. He's showing them off.
I'm looking at you, brother.
Why did you put your hand up like you don't... Like, you went like this for a second. I'll put it down after we said...
Yeah, I have nice feet, and I have old feet pictures before.
Oh!
We got her.
We got her. Mm. Okay. So what do they request?
The bottom of the feet squished like that.
What?
Bottom of the feet.
You're meeting
squished.
These niggas
like your arch?
You were in doing meat and feet?
Word. Feet out the car window.
Like how do you meet these people, bro?
So if this is your foot, they want you to do this.
Yes.
Oh, they want to see like your toes fist up.
Mm. Toes fist up is crazy.
Yeah.
They want to see. They want to see
Arthur. Black power on the toes.
That's hilarious.
Arthur foot.
Arthur foot.
Arthur foot is nuts.
That's why you were posting baby girl needs a pedicure, because you were.
Wow.
You were prompting them niggas to send you the money. That's crazy.
Very smart.
Yeah.
See, send out the bat signal. You don't ask for it. You send out the bat signal. Passive aggression gets the money every time. So you were doing meet and feets? What's going on?
We got him.
We got him.
We got him,
bitch ass nigga. Do your white ass love to do some feet? That's why slaves never had shoes.
What are their feelings?
I'm on to you, Patrick.
Do they like a good arched foot? Yeah. I'm just saying, I got a crazy arch. I'm trying to get some money out here.
There's some niggas out there, man. I like a flat foot, actually. Like,
that's so weird.
I need a platypus.
Yeah, flat. Oh, stomp.
Give me. Yo, huh? You got anything webbed?
Pardon?
No, ooh, for sure.
Nah.
You got better feet.
Patreon.
I have like Patreon.
I'll do that shit on Patreon.
Patreon foot off.
I'll fuck y'all niggas up.
Yeah, you got it. You got the fight. I don't want to win that fight.
Nah, man.
I don't want that fight at all.
You got slave feet?
Niggas in the comments, you go, Marlon shit is different.
Like, nah. I feel like Marlon got a massive big toe. Like, it's like the size of a dumpling.
No,
like.
I feel like his second toe is longer than his big toe.
I feel like that's a lot of people.
No, it's not a lot of people.
I feel like a lot of people have that.
It says that if your second toe is longer than your big toe, you're controlling.
Damn.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I believe that.
You just made that up. Just say I'm controlling.
You are controlling.
Just say that.
It's way easier.
What? Second toe.
You big toed controlling ass motherfucker.
Second toe longer than big toe. What is as long as it's Morton's toe. Condition you're born with normally affects both feet. Contrary to popular belief, it's not really your toe that's too long.
You have to look into like the not a medical reason.
If your second toe.
I'll look up the old wives' tale.
Is longer than your big toe. Yo,
just type in controlling and see if it comes up. Because if it doesn't, we're fighting.
I'm like pretty sure.
I typed in controlling. Nothing's coming up. Zero facts.
Okay, then type in bossy.
Nah, zero facts. You making shit up.
The Vikings believed that a long second toe meant you'd have a long life.
Let's go!
Other it's cultures me. Believe that women
make me.
Other cultures believe that women with long second toes were bad tempered and would control their husbands.
Let's go!
So it's that only applies
that
to women.
You see what those
it only applies
turn,
to women.
Baby. Oh,
I don't have a second
Let's turn this
turn.
Table.
My big toe is my big toe's the biggest, guys. So SOL.
That's so funny. Okay, but it was a fact that she heard. Yeah. It's just wrong gender.
It also means that you're a phenomenal communicator.
Hey, really? Women or men?
Because this toe is associated with logic, power, and truthfulness.
Look at that. Look at my logic, long as fuck.
And with this said long toe, you are cut out for leadership roles.
Jeez. I love that we looked this up. This is the greatest turnaround I've ever seen.
It also says that the second toe is called a Morton's toe, which is fairly common as a deformity.
She's trying. She's trying so hard. But I'm logical. So it doesn't really matter.
It also means you're going to be a super successful athlete.
Let's go. That's a fact.
Nah, they lied to me.
That's a fact.
I think they lied. Them niggas lied. I don't believe it anymore.
You never play sports?
Nah.
Not one sport?
Not really.
Soccer?
Nothing?
I used to, yeah.
What, soccer?
Never cared about sports, really. Like, obviously growing up, we played soccer, played basketball, volleyball. But then, like,
I love volleyball so much.
Sticking with it, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I'll still go shoot around for sure, like, now, but.
I remember I was all sports and then got to high school. Had to practice. So like, fuck all that. Fuck all that.
However,
basketball, I got kicked off the team
more?
Every year.
Yes, there's so much on this.
I didn't play a game until grade 12, second semester.
Jesus Christ. Because
I got suspended in the first semester. For fighting. And then they told me I couldn't play for the rest of the semester. Mm. We made the playoffs. Playoffs was the first week of second semester. And I was like,
yeah.
God, let me play now.
And it's
dropped
not
30
actually,
points in my only game.
It's not fire. Actually a longer toe. It just means your big toe
is
actually
shorter.
Saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird because it does mean it's a longer toe.
Yeah. It's a longer toe? No, it's just your big toe is shorter.
Okay.
You're not broken.
Still
you're
technically
not money.
Longer.
But, okay.
It's the size it's supposed to be.
It's exactly.
See, but that's what a mindset coach would tell you.
Exactly.
You're not broke. You just don't have money.
Okay.
Like, nigga, my situation is not changed.
Exactly.
So they would call it some people call it a Celtic foot.
You're really looking into
which
this.
Is they're known to be creative, enthusiastic, thoughtful, dynamic, and innovative.
God damn.
Are you
I'm
sure
out
about
here.
That one?
I'm out here. I am out here.
And it asks, do you happen to be a gifted singer, painter, or designer? Or maybe at work you just get the sense that you think outside the box more than your peers.
Yeah.
Well, according to legend, it's your second toe that might be the reason for that.
I do think outside the box. That is me.
Are you guys now feet people?
No,
absolutely not. Never will be.
Look at P, man. Oh,
he said, yeah, man.
Guy's nodding,
said,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Here's the last thing, though. You ready for this one?
Last thing.
Most men with long second toes...
Here we go.
Nah.
May commit sexual offenses.
That might shit that short, man. That might shit like this, dog.
See, I believed everything up until this point.
Yeah, I made that one up.
This nigga pointed at the screen, too. I'm like, why does he read with his finger?
It says here.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was just trying to help get you back into the race, buddy.
Get you back in there.
Nah, it's okay.
Vibes Cartel.
Yeah, man.
Conviction squashed.
The toe's coming out of jail, yo.
Toe's coming out. the Privy Council in the UK basically said, you know what? We believe him.
Yeah.
But it's not up to us. So it doesn't matter what we believe.
Yeah.
Bring it back to your local court. Tell them that we believe you. You can tell them that if you want.
Yeah. You think he's getting out?
They gotta, they gotta do
it. Is he really getting out though?
It's tough because while the UK will have some influence in terms of their decision and how they feel about it,
they already denounced UK out of Jamaica, right? Like,
no, not yet.
Not yet.
That's why you had to go there, because we're still under the monarchy technically. Okay. So we're phasing out, but we're not we're not gone yet. And so that's why you had to go to the UK. And they basically said they're going to bring it back to local Jamaican courts. A lot of people, including myself, had no idea what this meant. Like, is he free or not?
Yeah,
bro? Like, I didn't buy a ticket. Come on, let me know. And yeah, they basically, someone was like, oh, this is how it is. So you ask your mom, says something. She says no. You go to your grandma.
No,
she
you get
says,
in trouble
yeah.
by your parents.
No,
your
no,
parents
no.
ground you.
No,
yeah.
no. Well, yeah, it's
You get in trouble by your parents.
Punishment. Yeah, punishment.
And then you go to your grandparents' house, try to convince them why you need to be out of the punishment. Your grandparents say, okay, yeah, I agree, but I need you to go back and tell your parents why. Yeah.
You're going to jail.
Which is common. Like, which is common. And I'm never going to go back to my mom, to be honest.
What
my grandma said? Yeah. Grandma said I was good.
Yeah.
Well, too bad for you. Your parents hate your grandma. So.
They're beefing.
Exactly.
But yeah. And so, like, I see a lot of people, you know, talking about how they would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Immediately, yeah.
One girl's like, yo, if Vibes Cartel is free at 3, I'm in Jamaica on the beach at 3:30. Like, yeah. Not playing no games.
Yo, Jamaica's going to be up in arms. They're going crazy for the homecoming.
It's
going
to be.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
A wild day for the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Like, I think we think it's just Jamaica, but Jamaicans are everywhere.
Yeah, they really
You're
are.
You're going to see viral videos from Japan, like, just everywhere. The dancehall community in Japan is
huge.
Deep.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Them niggas got dreads.
I've seen those videos. Yeah.
Pasta Come stuff. On, don't All forget, right. eh? Don't forget. All
right. I remember that video. Yo, they're deep over there. So it's like, you're going to see this globally.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people are going to really understand the power of vibes. Because like,
yeah.
the guy is way more, he's grown in power, I would argue, while being in jail.
Sure. Yeah.
He's the Nelson Mandela of reggae.
When was he locked up?
Dance yeah, hall? I like that comparison.
He was locked up since what year?
2011.
Yeah, no, he's definitely grown in popularity since then.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, before it was, he was huge, but now it's like, he's still that huge. The songs are still banging, and he comes out with new songs like every other year that go off.
Yeah,
Fever was in like 2015 or some shit
exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like there's that plus now the lore of so many different fans that have never seen him out of jail, never seen a performance, especially in North America. Like,
yo, I saw the conversation about the Scotiabank Arena.
Yeah,
it's not even a question.
Not
becomes, you're gonna sell it out, of course, bro.
Twice, because I'm gonna be there both days.
Twice is crazy.
I'm gonna be there. I'm telling you, if he does 2 days in a row, people who went to the first will go to the second.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Sold out for both.
I'm telling you.
I think one for sure, easy.
I think he could do two. I think off the back of the first one, he'll sell even more tickets the next day once people see the first one.
Yo, you know,
you're gonna see Vibes Cartel at Scotia, dog.
Okay.
I'll lose my mind.
I feel like a part
I'll
of
lose my mind.
I feel like Britain or like the people in the UK, there's somebody in that jury that's like has stocks in Clark's Wallabies. So they're like, if he's out, oh my god.
Yeah.
You know how much money we're gonna make off the Wallies?
Hey, hold on now.
You know what
I don't mind that theory.
So you're going to start investing in Clarks the second that...
Yo, I will buy a stock in Clarks the moment he's out.
What you're saying is, like, it could be economically driven. So, like, imagine now if Jamaica feels that way. Mm. Is Vibes Cartel good for the economy?
Yo, if they release him before Jamaica Carnival in April... Trinidad, I'm sorry. Carnival might be in Jamaica now.
But realistically, it's going to cost a lot for them to do a retrial because that's what they have to do. Mm-hmm. He has to come up with new evidence.
They have to come up with new evidence.
They have to come up
with... The burden of proof is on them, yeah. They have to come up... They can't use the old evidence, which helps
Because they tampered
them.
With it, right?
Yeah,
Yo, you hear about what they did?
I didn't hear the full...
They were using his phone. Like, they had his phone in the investigation. People were making calls on him, texting, sending videos. Man, this is crazy. Like, it's nuts, man.
Because everyone's like, oh, did you sell minutes?
Exactly. But saying, like, I'm texting you from Vibe's phone right now is crazy.
That's how important the man
I know.
Was at one point more powerful than the government.
Yeah.
Like, that's true, like, influence. Like, it's not a game with this guy, bro. When people heard, I seen the videos of Jamaicans when they heard the ruling, and it was like Jesus was coming again, bro. I'd never seen anything like this. Like, I would love to just see. I just want to see it. I just want to see what happens because I think it would be like historical for Jamaica.
Yeah,
it would do wonders for the scene. After he left, the scene got horrible for a while. And now it's picking back up. We got some good artists that are putting out great music.
Yeah.
But for a while, it was just like 2-3 bands putting out good music. And it was just like...
Who's putting out music back then?
Alkaline, Popcorn just started. Mm. Tommy Lee, like...
I remember Tommy Lee.
Mr. Vegas, obviously.
Of course.
Mavado?
Mavado, obviously, yeah. Mavado's another person that I'm like, underrated.
Mavado?
Yeah, heavily.
I listened to a few songs, though. I'm not really super duper tapped in.
We did Vibes Cartel versus Mavado last year, and Mavado almost busts his ass in the actual battle. Because people forget, and especially when you're doing like a 5-song battle, Mavado got at least 20 of them. So you can pick the 5 most potent up against Vibes' 5 most potent, and it's a real battle. Mm-hmm. A real battle. So this is very interesting. Can I get another one of these? And... I just want to see what happens. And he's definitely selling out Scotiabank.
Yeah.
There's no question to me. And at least once, like you said. Mm-hmm. I don't know about...
Exactly.
I still think twice.
You think, but I think one is definite. Like, that's not even a question.
But if he gets out, will he even be able to travel?
Yeah, that's the thing. Especially coming to Canada, too. Like, he has murder. Like, you have an M charge, man.
He has Drake.
If
Vibes Cartel comes out, Drake's doing a song next week.
Yeah, treat a boy.
He's signing him to OVO.
Oh my God, quick.
Whoa.
Quick.
Because if they got popcorn already, it just makes sense.
Popcorn?
Popcorn.
Sorry, popcorn. They already have popcorn. You think they'd have Vibes? Popcorn. Vibes Cartel?
Corn.
They need the butter.
Vibes Cartel would be great
Vibes
with.
Vibes Cartel.
Colonel.
I was watching American Idol auditions last night. Nostalgia, man. They still
new
got
ones
it over
or
here.
Old
yeah,
ones.
New ones.
Oh, the new ones.
Brand new episodes.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit the
I watched a couple of the auditions online, like on their accounts and stuff like that. And some of them, they can sing.
Oh, they're
like,
good. They're good, man. And now they have like a piano in the room.
Yeah, what? You can play piano and a guitar.
You can have someone play for you.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Back then, they didn't have to do
There
that.
Were some good ones. There was this black girl. I don't even know her name. She was really good. There was one kid who had tried out when he was like 6 years old. And they're like, Simon was like, okay, you need to be, you need to come back in 12 years, right? Because he had to be 18.
6 years
right?
old is crazy, yeah.
But he sang anyways. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, in 12 years, you'll get the gold star. And then he came back and he sang again. Wow. And he did get put through to Hollywood. Wow. And then I went on his Instagram, and he's one of those, like, prankster people. And his mom does the content with him, and his mom's got these, like, huge, big old titties. And they do the stupidest shit of, like, him getting hit with the garbage can lid. Like, she'll go and step on it, and it, like, hits him in the head.
Oh
and then
God.
They rent out the fake planes, and they make
And
those,
he's got
like,
hundreds of thousands of followers.
He has 1.1 million.
And he can sing?
What am I doing wrong? Do you guys want me to tap dance? I'll
yes,
tap
he can
dance.
Sing. But he doesn't doesn't post his singing. You gotta start selling that
big toe, yo.
He doesn't post his singing on his Instagram. It's all these like stupid pranks and joke things, and they're so fucking corny. But I was like, you're lucky.
I'm about to quit, nigga.
Singing. Because this is ridiculous.
I gotta sell my soul for these people, man. God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then there was another one that it was a really cute moment where he got through and his mom came out and they were like, wait, Katy Perry, is this your cousin, your sister?
Oh, I saw that clip.
And it was his mom, and his mom looks like Katy Perry. Yo. So they were sisters. Like,
it's terrifying.
They really look like they could be related.
It's a doppelganger.
Yeah. That's she tough. Was like, what? Yeah. What? Well, and she's like really young.
You gotta
too,
watch
so.
That though. Because maybe she's looking like that on purpose. Little stand thing. You ever seen the stand music video? That shit happens, eh? Now you got your son on the show. Mm. How'd you hear about the show, little nigga? Have you guys heard about American Idol auditions? I haven't.
What do you mean?
How did she hear about that audition?
They happen every single fucking year in the States.
How did she hear about it, though? You guys didn't even know the show was still on.
I knew it was still on.
These niggas. They never know what show's on.
I did know it. That shit never stopped. I used to like American Idol Junior.
A lot of people
American
still watch
Idol
it.
Junior.
Yeah, Junior. They used to have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so annoying.
And it was so
cool. It's horrible.
Like five-year-olds like singing?
It's horrible.
Okay.
No,
any reality show with children, I can't subscribe to. Yeah.
Fucking the pageant shit.
Well, I was their age when it came out. So for me, I thought it was cool because it was the kids that are my age performing.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, for them, it's too many horror stories. Like, you seen this Nickelodeon documentary that's coming out?
Yeah.
Quiet on Set. You never heard of it?
Dan Schneider? Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I've heard stories about him.
And Brian something.
So it's
multiple people from like Nickelodeon. There was like the one of the writers, one of the producers, one of the assistants,
directors.
Like,
it's a whole bunch
multiple
of people.
Like sexual assaults, molestation, all these things they've already were charged with, but they were still in Nickelodeon. It's actually crazy
to be around children with those charges.
Yeah, I just heard the story from
and
Dan.
Handling like. Parents oh, leave and them one of them in their care. Like,
one of them was a talent manager. One of them was a talent manager.
Nasty work.
It's a nasty game. Man.
Nasty work. Matthew Lawrence just was on a podcast talking about how he used to get some of those meetings where he'd get called to go to meet with an exec at a hotel in his hotel room. And he gets there and the executive's in a robe. And he's like, if you take off all your clothes, let me suck your dick. Like, you could be Brad Pitt. I'll make you Brad Pitt
tomorrow. I'll give you any role.
This is Joey Lawrence's little bro?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
He's on a podcast talking about it.
Is that the one that's dating Chili?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if they trauma bond over that shit, because they both came in very young.
Probably.
Yeah, but hers, she got taken advantage of financially.
Financially.
Yeah. Hers wasn't, she wasn't with those type of handlers, thank God. But I don't know, man. It's weird. I feel like when you talk about the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and those mans, Mickey Mouse Club and them growing up in houses that were like beside each other and shit, Ryan Gosling, all of them, like,
yeah.
Are you guys, what happened?
You don't want to know.
What happened, just, man?
It's really dark, man.
Ryan Gosling is a star.
Yeah.
Why?
You got to start questioning when these people are in the same circle as these other kids. And he's Canadian.
Kitchener,
so how does Canadians
Cornwall, Ontario.
How do Canadians at that time become stars?
Well, his mom moved into L.A.
Because we didn't really have that many, though.
His mom moved into L.A. and he tried out for the Mickey Mouse Club and made the audition. Mm-hmm. And then, but this is the thing. It's like when you get into these situations, you're also put in a house with like other kids and other people taking care of the kids. Your parents aren't there. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
That's so crazy.
B2K, we heard what happened with B2K.
Yeah, man. Mm.
Like, these things happen, man. I question any adult that willingly only works with children. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Like, in terms of the entertainment industry.
Okay, yeah.
Because one would argue adults would not want to be with children for their career because the things you get to do aren't the same. The places you get to be aren't the same as, like, the schmoozers and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different world. And why would you want to deal with kids if you could deal with grown people
because
in the same industry?
Grown people are still kids, but they have a lot more ego. Mm-hmm. So,
but also a lot more discernment and logic. It's not like it's a little kid is there a lot to take care of. You have a child, you know that. Even
yeah,
just
I know
taking
that.
Care of, taking care of someone else's child.
Yeah, I know that.
Multiple of
a
them
certain
too.
Age, she's kind of right though. I get what she's saying because like the kids are like you, they don't know too much, which is fucked because you're taking advantage of them. But they're not going to be as difficult as a person who's like an older person with, you know, money.
It's 50-50. You just got to kind of pick and choose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there, I feel like there needs to be more people that do want to work with kids and want to protect the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even when I worked at Warner, they ended up signing a girl that was like 16 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And the marketing manager that's on was on her project. I was like, you need to just like treat her like a precious little egg, mm-hmm. and make sure that people don't try no funny things. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially yeah. if you know, like have access, because her parents were pretty much blind to everything. Like her parents yeah, didn't really have
scary,
opinions
man.
Or thoughts. And, yeah. And it was just like all left on the marketing manager's table
and
on their plate.
And the kids that get those opportunities is kids with parents that don't really know what's going on, because yeah. then they could be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
The ones that are very on top Sadly, of things, yeah. difficult, mm-hmm. hard to work
like
with.
Like JoJo Siwa's mom. Remember Dance Moms?
Mm.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa, who was like the breakout star from...
She's rebranding that, heavily right now.
Oh my yeah. God.
You see the rebrand?
Oh, what in the trailer park?
Yeah. Oh, the rebrand is crazy yeah. now. She's a fuckboy now.
You don't know who JoJo Siwa
I
is?
I do, but she's like she's older, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's
I mean,
gotten
she's
older
in her
now.
20s.
I just remember the baby saying, fuck JoJo Siwa.
But with her mom was very adamant, knew what she wanted for her daughter's yep. career, was very like pushy,
Momager.
Whatever. And so I don't think she took as much abuse from
no,
whatever
no.
that.
Is this her new look?
Dance mom, maybe. Part of
it. That's worse. Or no, that's actually
that's,
tame
yeah,
compared
that's tame
to what
compared
they just
to,
released.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, my bad. That's interesting.
Yeah. What was her name? Abby. And apparently there's like this episode coming out. It's like a Dance Mom reunion with all the girls except for...
Wait, Abby Lee?
Abby, the big girl?
Yeah.
The big
dance
white girl? Yeah.
She's an OG.
Yeah, so they're doing a reunion with all the girls, but not Abby. Yeah.
This nigga doesn't watch Love Is Blind, but he watches Dance Moms.
Nigga, what? Abby
fuck
does not fucking
here,
play,
fuck
bro. Abby
here,
Lee?
We got him.
Abby Lee?
We got him.
Abby Lee, dog. She was big and in charge. Dog, I remember being a kid watching that, like, damn, bro.
Yeah, but they went, they like, went damn, through so bro. Much, like, abuse and stuff
yeah,
like
no,
that from
that's
her.
Obvious, yeah.
So
yeah.
there was two girls. There was a black girl that apparently is not going to be on the special. And then the other one that was, like... She was a small blonde hair. Did you watch it? She was mm-hmm. a small blonde hair girl. And she was like the main one where everybody would always be like, oh, this person,
Honey
this
Boo
person,
Boo?
This one. No.
Oh, my bad.
Fuck, I can't remember her name. But those Where's two Honey didn't
Boo-Boo
show
from?
Up.
She
those two didn't show up. And then JoJo Siwa was like complaining about why these girls are like, oh, they don't want to like be around us. This show is the reason they have careers and all that other stuff. And people are like, why would they want to sit there and rehash the abuse that they went
yeah,
through?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Why? On like on TV? Like
Triggers.
I've moved it. I moved on, you know?
That brings up a question that I was thinking about this week. Mm-hmm. Whose responsibilities are triggers? Other people or yourself?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Expound.
I think it's like you can't be a volatile person in the sense of like you get into a room and it's like, don't do that. That's my trigger.
Yeah.
Right? You need to know how to be in society, but you also make sure that you don't surround yourself with people that are actively going to trigger you.
Mm-hmm. I think that comes down to like yeah. very, very close friends and like your partner. You know, if you communicate that you have certain triggers mm-hmm. and that you are aware and you are trying to actively
work on them,
fix them.
Yeah.
Then I think it is the other person's job to just be a little bit more mindful
sure.
or understanding if
it just
they
depends
end
on
up
how
triggering
the relationship is.
If they end up triggering you and then you act out a certain way, they
yeah.
got to be understanding like, oh, yeah, you did tell me ahead of time. But it's ultimately up to the individual to try to get through their triggers mm-hmm. as best as they can.
Do you blame someone for how they react to a trigger? Like once they're triggered?
How somebody else?
The person that you triggered.
Oh. Do you blame them?
Tough.
No.
That's
because
yeah,
a lot of people like to get into delivery mode when they've been triggered, and now you're the one that triggered them, mm-hmm. but they're telling you they're reacting to the trigger, And you don't like how they're reacting to the trigger.
I say, yeah.
You're triggered by the trigger?
Is the trigger reaction?
Is the
trigger reaction valid no matter what it is?
No. I say I blame them.
What's the boundaries?
Deal with
because
that.
You're the one that's getting triggered. So
no,
it's
I'll take it. Like if a significant other of mine, I triggered her by accident, right? Mm-hmm. She's going crazy on me. I'm gonna take it because now she's in a state where she's not gonna listen.
Yeah.
But later on, we're gonna talk about that. Yo, don't do that shit again. Like, figure it out because I'm not gonna be your.
So you let it just you take it at first and then let things die down a little bit.
But it's like I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, I'm. You know how I am when I'm mad? I just see red. Like we're all adults. You know what I mean? Like
he sees orange.
Or at least if it's the first trigger, give a trigger warning and be like, hey, if you do that again, I'm liable to doing this.
Because I feel like this is my thing, right? I feel like the trigger reaction can also be a trigger.
That is true.
Like the way you react to being triggered could also trigger that person.
Oh, like on the receiver?
Because now they're like, I don't want to tell you anything because this is how you're going to react.
So they're using
because it's like every time if someone yells at me, I shut down or
the worst.
If you're not taking accountability or whatever the case may be, that person that initially triggered you is now triggered by your reaction. Because they expect you to be, like you said, an adult and not go off, control their emotions. But they're the ones being triggered. See, this is what I'm saying. Like,
you can point at the trigger all day, but then what about the bullet?
My thing is always the root. My thing is always the root. Yeah. What's the root issue? Like, what is the catalyst to this whole thing? Mm-hmm. That is the problem. It's not everything that happens afterwards.
Yeah.
I think everything that happens afterwards is valid depending on what's happening because everyone has feelings and things can get out of hand. But I feel like the root, the first thing that happened is the only thing that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, people don't want to hear that, though. People want your emotions, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
It's very, very
it's tough.
All right, what top trigger?
I don't know.
What triggers you most?
I don't know. I feel like I've worked on it throughout the years, but I'm sure there's still shit that triggers me.
Top trigger.
My mother.
Mama's a trigger. That was cold.
I was like, damn, a whole person.
Shit, right. Hard ER, nigga.
Mother.
In what way?
Just some of her. She's got like her own trauma, and she very much feels like everything, the world against her. You know. So you say something, or she says something to me, and then I say something like a response, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, you're just trying to blame me, you're not listening to me, you're doing this, and then I get pissed off because I'm like,
and then she reacts to you being pissed off.
Yes.
See, trigger.
But
you'll say it, but she's like, getting triggered because
it's always her saying like, oh, why are you blaming me? And like trying to deflect it.
That's
back
a mom
onto
shit.
Like
that's a mom
you.
Shit though.
I don't know.
It is very much a mom thing. My mom does that
so
a lot.
So sorry
too.
I'm the worst mom in the world, huh? I just fucked everything up, huh? I'm just the biggest dummy. And I was like, all right, mom, listen, I was talking about dishes. Like, you know what I mean? So, I think it's a mom shit. It's because they take in so much.
It is.
You know, they just.
And especially at this stage in their life, they feel like they've been through so much that they don't deserve any pushback.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're wrong, you're
wrong. This is not how they're supposed to be, guys.
But this is the thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But that means. Your mom, I don't know if your mom does it, are struggling from trauma.
Oh,
like, that's 100%. Not a regular thing.
Sure. Definitely.
You know what's even crazier, though? The fact that you have to then become the adult in the situation.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not attacking, you're coming to her with something she feels attacked. Like, I'm the worst mom ever. And now it's like, no, you're good. You know what I mean? But it's like, you shouldn't, like you said, it shouldn't be like that.
But this is our generation. I feel like this is specific to right now. I don't think it was ever like this. I think a lot of people just chalked it up to, she's just mad about this or
whatever.
They
never talked about shit.
It wasn't like they're talking through it, because if they did, then your parents would have a better understanding of what they're doing and more self-awareness.
Yeah.
Because our parents are very self-aware when it comes to other things, except for when it comes to themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's definitely a generation thing. I feel like right now, if you're to check, if there was a way to quantify relationships with parents and children, it's probably at its worst right now, I would think. Just because of the information age, the mental health,
Yeah.
The trauma.
A lot of people finding out their parents are narcissists.
People have words for things now.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have words
There's
for things
There's a title
now.
For everything.
There's yeah. a label yeah. for everything now. So now you can tell your parents, this is why the patriarchy is just running through this house.
Or and you're a narcissist. Yeah.
Your dad's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Go to your room.
Also, they're kids, so us or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're doing the therapy and we're trying to be healed mm-hmm. and we're just more educated and then they're just stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then it's like, it's just a conflict because it's like,
constant butting out
you
heads.
Eventually have to just be like, okay, I got to accept for who you are
yeah.
and play my role.
Compromise.
And just know that mm-hmm. that's who you're going to be.
But yep. it's tough though, because ask yourselves this, would you be friends with your parents if they were just people?
No.
Yeah, I would be friends with my mom. My mom's funny as fuck.
Mm. I don't know if I would, because they're much older.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because of, like, it's way more than just, oh, is she cool? Like, it's, mm-hmm. like, interests and mm-hmm. what are you interested in? What am I interested in? Mm-hmm. It goes deeper, and it's tough when it's another generation.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Exactly, like, they're not interested in TikTok and Twitter and hip-hop. Like, yeah. all that shit is whatever to them, especially when you go further now, immigrant parents. Mm-hmm. It gets another layer exactly. on top of it yeah. of just, like, this shit's new to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All of us are in the arts. All of our parents... At one point, we're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Stop drawing, nigga.
Yeah. You're chasing dreams?
Yeah.
Exactly. I never had dreams growing yeah. up. Yeah. It's like, so they thought of things a certain way mm-hmm. for decades. There's no beating it out of them. Yeah. It's one of those, you can lead a horse to water.
Yeah, yeah. yeah but you yeah.
Can't force them to drink. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, you got to constantly just keep trying to lead them to the water.
Yeah.
And see if they drink one day.
But even that's exhausting, though.
It is.
At a certain point, you just give up sometimes.
Absolutely.
I think
parents.
It's like, I go through waves of giving up mm-hmm. and then trying again.
Yeah.
Giving up, trying again. And yeah. like, giving up in the sense of like, I'm just going to do whatever you say for the next couple weeks. I'm just going to do whatever you say. Any complaint you have, I agree. Like, anything you say, yes.
Yeah.
For now. And then once I feel like, no, it's getting overboard, I try reel it in again. Mm. But it's like, you can only do so much. It's your parents at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I feel so bad for people that have bad, like, not necessarily bad relationships, but, like, they can't properly communicate with their family.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
And that's, like, pretty much majority.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like, that must be very lonely.
It is.
It's a very, like, for the couple of years that I was couch hopping, mm-hmm. that's how I felt. Because I was mad at my parents and mm-hmm. I was not going home. And I'm like... Yeah, all right, got to rely on
that's
friends.
Heavy.
You know what yeah, I mean? Yeah, and yeah. friends were my family at that point. Mm-hmm. But even that, we know how friends could be. You know yeah. what I mean? And we've yeah. all had friends that did us dirty at some point. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even that, you can't necessarily 100% rely on.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. It's the communication part. Like, you have a good communication with your mom.
Oh, my father, see, the problem was I saw what happened with my sister and my dad and my mom. Like, my sister had her issues with mm-hmm. them. So I was like... I can't let them have two bad kids. So I was like, I'm going to have to be the one to be communicable and just...
You're the
glue. Don't want to say I'm not the glue, I'm not the good son, but I'm just the one that won't fight
yeah.
for the sake of just...
So you're my sister. That's what my
I
sister
I think you
is.
Brought that into other situations in life.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
you're that way in a lot of situations.
Yeah, I just don't like to fight.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable.
You're just like, I'll just let it.
Because you just
I'll,
like
I'll
learned
eat,
and
I'll,
you've seen
I'll
it.
I'll eat that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You
but then it gets
though.
To a point yeah. where it affects you.
Yeah.
Health wise, it affects you mentally. I've seen it.
I think I've receded about an inch.
Yeah. Telling you, man.
So it eats at my hairline.
This is why I say everything as it happens.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not one of the people keep shit in. I see something, I'm gonna point it out immediately.
Yeah.
Because I keeping shit in, I'll go crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I've tried keeping shit in.
Yeah, yeah.
I go nuts. Yeah. Like, especially arguing with your girl where, like, it's an overnight argument.
Oh, no, I don't do overnights. I don't do overnights. We're dealing with that right now.
Overnight argument is the worst. It's the worst. Because the longer the time gets,
beefing?
The more the beef starts festering in your mind. Yeah. Oh, I should have said this. I should have said that. Like, and now you're planning an argument.
Yeah.
Like, you're pre-planning
you're
the
case.
Next
yeah.
case. Like
opening statement?
And it's just, and you can't, I can't think of anything else. I don't know about y'all. I literally can't, I'm trying.
No, I'm kidding. No, I feel you.
I be trying, and I can't think
of
anything
else. If me and my girl beef, I can't sleep. Bro.
I'm playing video games. I hear her walk by, I'm like.
Oh, you guys live together, so it's different. Yeah,
exactly.
But it's like, yo, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you're not living together, you can beef it for a week.
No, even then, like, nah, I'm soft that way. Nah, I think my heart's all right, dog. Like,
I think it, for me, I think it would be harder to not be around. Because yeah. then I have anxiety and I start thinking about way too much because you're not there.
Overthinking,
if
yeah.
If we live in the same spot, then you're always around.
You're not going nowhere.
See where yeah. you're, you know
what I mean? Yeah. What if he's like, I'm going to go for a drive.
Bye.
Quick with it, too. Holy.
Enjoy your drive.
No, what about you? You can sleep
on I'm going to be yelling all the way when he's out the door and stuff.
You're a yeller? No, my, I can't see you being a yeller. That's crazy.
I see it. Yeah, I see it.
She attacked me this episode. I see it.
But she be backing us up calmly. She never yells.
Yeah.
I really yell with my mom. Like, that's when.
Trigger.
Yeah.
The trigger.
Like, that's when I'll yell.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, she's not listening to me. So I yell, and then she keeps telling me, or I'll raise my voice, and then she keeps saying, you're yelling at me, you're yelling at me. And then it's like, no, now I'm fucking yelling at you because you're pissing
I'll
me
show
off.
You, yelling.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I'll show you. Why are you?
I don't, but I even told my mom, I was like, because I think she got into an argument with my grandma last week, and Nola was there, and Nola started crying, and she got upset.
That's
and
I'm always
like,
sad.
It's because she's never.
I hate that.
She's never like, really been around anybody who's got into a confrontation. Like, if me and GC have an issue, we like I'll have an attitude, I'll like be upset, but I'm not yelling.
Silent treatment.
You know what I mean? Especially because we have so many people in the house, right? I'm not gonna yell and then have every single
it's embarrassing
person involved. So the handful of times that I've actually yelled with him, probably on the phone most of the time. So yeah, I don't really like yell.
That's good
that
you guys
though.
Have that deterrent because it'll train you guys to like speak things calmly or deal with it at a different time. Because a lot of times, honestly, there should be a timeout called. You know what I mean? Like, we should just go our separate ways. But there's always one person that's like, no, what the fuck?
That's
no,
me.
We're talking about that right
that's
now.
Because I rarely yell in a situation like that. I can be calm. And that sometimes triggers people.
Well, this is the thing, right? If it's getting
you know
yelling.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. Because they want to get a rile out of you. They want you riled up. And when they see, like, why don't you do... They think it's you not caring by being so calm.
Facts.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. And then they project that onto you that you don't... And then once you start yelling,
calm
you care
down.
Too much.
Calm down. Why are you getting so riled up? Yeah. It's like, you try to pull us out
a
of
lot of times, the person you're arguing with needs you to match their energy in the argument. Or they feel like you're playing them. You're insulting their intelligence in some way. Yeah. So it's tough, and it's like, I don't know. It's very difficult to navigate a situation when both people aren't on the same playing field in terms of like, all right, do we want to be right or do we want to win?
Yeah,
like you know what
I mean? Yeah.
It's one of the two, and a lot of times it's just winning. People just want to win.
Silent treatment is my trigger, and like I can't go to bed until we deal with the situation. Yeah. Like, never go to bed angry. That whole thing.
Yeah, same.
But it's when oh my God, it's when my biggest trigger actually is when I'm considered guilty until proven innocent, and it's just like now it's an uphill battle. It's like yo, you already pinned me. You didn't even like give me a chance to explain. And
I know my trigger now. That you just say that. Not believing the words coming out of my mouth. That's my biggest trigger. If I say something, I'm not just saying it to say it. Like, this is what I feel.
Yes.
And it's like,
No, it's not, because your actions speak.
Sometimes it won't be what I feel, but what I feel is necessary to take away this argument. I don't want
to
do this. I don't want this, because I know if I say how I really feel, it's gonna escalate. Things are gonna get
to
a higher point if I say how I really feel. But this is not that important to me. Mm-hmm. Certain situations, like I just get that discernment where I'm like, this is not that important to me. I'm mad right now, but I'm not gonna bring it up because then it's just gonna get to a different place.
Yeah.
And I don't even care that much.
Choose your battles.
It's just, choose your battles. Like, it got me angry, but it's only gonna get me angry for the moment. It's not something that
you genuinely care about.
Gotta drag out. Yeah. Like, and so if you know, but then when you say that, it's like, no, I don't believe you.
All
right. Yeah. See, now I got to say it. And now I'm going to say it angry because you didn't believe in the first two times. All right.
Would you rather be angry at me for saying something that's not believable or saying something that's too that's too truthful?
We'll leave you guys with that.
Uh-oh.
J. Cole's back.
Yeah.
The real is back, nigga. Yeah.
This time he ain't going to let Nas down. For life.
What were you gonna say? Who's the real?
Now I'm on G4 jets across the seas to decompress. My recent text, how much you think? Decent guess. They grow more eager, cold. Who you gonna kill on a feature next? Who would you suggest? My nigga just told me the streets are
mess. Kinda nice, huh? He's perplexed.
Who's this new artist? I've never heard him before.
I know, man. That's actually one of the weakest beats I've heard him spit on.
Yeah, I didn't like the beat.
Yeah.
It's very too cool. It's too backpacker for me personally.
It's like,
isn't he like a backpack phase?
Not necessarily. No, mm-hmm. I would argue his phase now is more hits than backpack. I think his older music was more backpack than it is now. Which is why I'm kind of confused by this, but not confused because it's allegedly his last album, right? So he's probably going to give us allegedly. It's called The Fall Off. He said this might be his last shit.
Bullshit.
But he's also saying in verses that now he's getting more hunger, like he's
so why is he
finding new inspiration.
Shut up, Cole.
I think because he said it 2 years ago. It was so long ago. Okay. It's one of those ones where like, yo, yeah, I'm gonna come to your baby shower, bro. But it's in 6 months, and then the day comes, you're like, oh, I have COVID. I don't want to get nobody sick. It's like one of those. So he dropped the mini doc with it. It's like 11 minute song. It's not nothing too crazy.
I'm gonna be like, is there Scarborough Shooting Stars in there?
He's playing basketball in there.
Okay.
There's glimpses of the tour, him meeting Sexy Red, telling her she's hard.
Okay.
You believe that?
Hey man, I believe you said it. I believe he said it.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Sexy Red?
Did you see that clip of her singing, bro?
She's a troll.
Okay. Come on. All right. Okay.
Come on.
That was crazy.
It was hilarious.
But she's a rapper. She's not.
It depends
a singer.
On how you look at it, I guess. If you're looking at it like a serious thing, nuts.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it like she's joking, like I thought she was just joking.
Yeah,
she's comical.
She could not sing. She could totally not sing.
Yeah.
But know that she can't sing.
Exactly.
And that's why she's doing it. Because she knows that people are going to make something out of it.
She knows how to go viral. Nigga.
I don't think she thinks that she's doing it because she can actually sing. Okay. Yeah.
She reminds me of hood Lil Nas X in terms of social media.
Yeah.
She's like the hood version. She gets, she knows what's trending at all times, and she knows how to interact with it.
She doesn't do too much either.
And she's very self-aware of her brand and what she represents. Sometimes
she doesn't do too much? This girl fucked Aiden Ross.
Allegedly.
See, you believe that. See, you believe that.
Apparently.
It's alleged. Apparently. But Aiden Ross was he lost his virginity way before that with his ex-girlfriend. He's talked about how sex capades.
Did he say
he
lost his virginity to Sexy Red?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I took your virginity. You paid me to take your virginity. I'm like, okay, we got him. I was like, I believed it at first. And then when she said that, I'm like, all right, come on. The nigga was dating a porn star at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, come on.
He was?
Yeah.
The wild boy, yeah.
The wild boy, man. Rich nigga. Why? Doesn't he own part of Kick?
Pretty sure. Or is that what he's on right now?
Is it Kick or?
Yeah, he had a crazy, crazy dude. He's like one of the founding
streamers on it. Yeah. Yeah. No, but he owns part of it.
What is Kick, though?
It's a streaming site, kind of like Twitch.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
But it's an alternative to Twitch.
Insane bags. Like,
oh, yeah.
80 million, 100 million.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Something crazy. Stupid. Hmm. Something stupid. He also got Andrew Tate arrested.
J. Cole. His brother. I thought J. Cole did this. I'm like, what?
No. Aiden.
Oh, okay. Did he give us a date or anything in that doc?
No.
So still no date on
still
when.
Still no date, but we do know it's coming.
Okay.
Soon.
And that song that you played just on YouTube or streaming?
YouTube. YouTube.
I hate
and
when you do that.
You hate it?
Yeah.
His thing was called "Might Delete Later," Volume 2.
Ooh.
So where's volume 1?
Tomato.
He deleted it.
Yeah, friggin'.
Did you guys see the new Kate Middleton video?
Yeah.
That was released?
There's a new one?
It's
I don't believe it's her.
It's not her.
I don't
her.
Believe it's her,
found
bro.
Her.
Yo, is
she's so skinny.
Because she's sick.
Let me see.
Is that her? Is that her?
That's not her.
Is that her?
They did it again. Oh my God. They did it again. There's extra exclusive.
So you're saying this is like that campaign where
Kanye
hired all those model girls
that look like him
to look like Kim and go around everywhere.
Essentially.
To like the McDonald's.
When was this?
Y'all remember that?
When they were together.
It was like a Yeezy thing, I think.
Yeah, it was to launch one of his earlier Yeezy collections, like the clothing line.
I like that. Yeah. Of course you do.
And he had all these girls. All these girls with small waist, big bums, blonde, long blonde hair.
That's a fun casting call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she had some abdominal work done, so maybe she like can't eat, so she lost that weight. But like, this is not her.
I don't know what kind of a Ozempic does that, brother. That shit's crazy. Party's back.
Yeah, man. Excited about this.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
How do you feel about the song?
Party. Party vibes. You know what I mean? Like, I liked it.
Party. Party. One thing I've read about Party is he doesn't switch up.
Yeah,
he evolves, but he doesn't switch up. Like his singing core. And his rhyme pattern, his flow, everything has evolved. But his style is his style. This is, if you played this in 2012, I would think it's from 2012. Yeah. Same ad lib, same harmonies that come in randomly. Like, that's him. Yeah. Only he can do this.
But there was a time where he was being Young Thug. Remember? Like, he did a Young Thug flow before Young Thug did it. And actually, he did it kind of better. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, he's doing it in this as well.
A little bit, but there was a time where he was like,
who's doing who?
Like,
yo.
I'm a grown man, right?
Yeah.
I don't play those games.
I think Party started it.
I think so too.
I think he started it, and then Thugger just.
I think PND 2 was early glimpses of that, and
PND
Young 3. Thug wasn't on that yet.
No,
like melodically, he wasn't doing melodies like that yet. Like,
was it 2 or was it 3?
PND 2 for sure. He had what was that song? Sex on the Beach. It was the white, right? Is that
the
all white?
White? Yeah. I feel like P3 was when he was playing a lot with the melodies and different cadences. Because I didn't like that album at first, but it aged like
I hated it at first,
but
bro.
But it aged beautifully.
But there's too many bangers. East Liberty? Bro. SLS?
Well, you hated P2?
Hated it.
Oh, that's you're wrong. Hated it. You're just wrong.
I was.
You're wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah, okay, good.
I admitted that. Grown woman.
Man.
Recognize.
Recognize kind of played out. I like that a lot. We wish I liked it a lot.
Fucking hipster. It's kind of played out. The one single with Drake.
Do you go to Libertine?
What?
Do you go to Libertine?
I used to still.
Used to.
Yeah.
He goes to apartment 200.
I hate this nigga.
Sometimes to visit.
I hate this nigga.
Apartment 200.
He is apartment 200. He's apartment 100. He lives right next door.
Do you know the bartender's names?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
Shout out Sydney.
Yeah, real one, yo. Real one.
Sid's a real one, man.
Are you a King Street man?
Nah.
King Street man.
Nah, he's Queen West.
He's a Queen West man.
Queen West.
This hipster.
Yeah.
Never did.
Nah, he do West.
Marble.
Do West.
This guy
college?
Marble?
What?
Do you go?
Oh,
to
yeah,
college?
He's a sneaky deer.
Yeah.
You are a sneaky deer.
Barely. Honestly, like, I've been there maybe twice. Like,
Nest.
He is a sneaky deer.
Oh, Nest. That's for the older like, LGBT niggas. Like, yeah. I'll go support the homies. And Nest is like pretty.
I went to Caruza the other day.
It was at Nest?
Yeah. Nest is like old government. Like, you never been to government.
No.
Government was like the spot you knew was open.
Yeah,
that's Nest so. Now.
Yeah. Nest. Okay. Everyone goes to the Nest because they know.
What's
it's
the
there?
Other one that's right beside Nest?
Hush Hush.
Yeah, Hush Hush.
Hush Hush. What is it?
Hush Hush is fire. Yeah. I like Hush Hush.
Hush Hush is,
Hush
too
is where
fucking
they started.
Hot,
they
bro.
Not started, but a lot of the Caruza early events were there.
Oh, okay.
Too hot. Yeah.
Sorry, you're right. It was at Hush Hush, not Nest.
Yeah,
because Nest was beside the Hush. Yeah.
That Nest is that I emceed there one night with Phenomenal and. It was just brown guys.
Just
like,
brown
no
guys?
Girls. Just brown guys.
All
right. Just mad Indian niggas.
Divine.
Going crazy. When I'm like,
you guys play Nav?
Punjabi MC, run it. I played that shit. It was like fucking Waka Flocka came on, nigga. These niggas just going crazy. I was like, oh shit.
You need they to play some
Sudu.
Yeah, we definitely did not know Sudu, but yeah, no, they were going crazy. It was fun. It was a fun night.
But now the new party sounds good. Excited for P4 at this point now.
April 26th, he gave us a date.
Nice.
April 26th,
and he's back to being big, fam.
Yeah, he ticked
vocals
again.
The vocals gonna be good. The vocals are gonna be good.
He's back to being Jerron.
Yeah, exactly. Back to being Jerron, man. It's gonna be good.
He just did Rolling Loud, LA.
I saw that. Yeah.
I saw his performance at History.
Lucky. That Illuminati, one night. Yo, how did you get in, fam? That's what he did to get in.
That's what I did, freaky ass boy. I went to that one night show with Drake and all them that came out. And it was a fun night, but I will say his performance
was not great.
Was interesting. The singing was perfectly fine.
Okay.
His voice is great.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of gang signs being thrown.
While singing?
And I didn't understand it. The whole night, I wish I was exaggerating. Like, every 10 to 15 seconds, it's like one of these.
To R&B songs?
Like, holding the mic one time.
R&B, and like, I can't do it. I'm not well-versed.
But you know when people do, when Mariah Carey is doing the.
See, that's different. She's fluttering. Yeah. Christina Aguilera, she flutters on the mic.
Yeah. That's his fluttering.
This is fluttering. It's gang signs. This nigga's throwing up all types of shit.
Maybe he got rheumatoid arthritis.
Didn't work, bro.
Yeah.
That's so specific. Holy shit.
Maybe his index finger's longer than his thumb.
Hopefully.
I hope so. Weird ass nigga.
Imagine I was like, hold on. Wait a minute.
Maybe his pinky.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's supposed to be the ring finger longer than your middle. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm fucking dead. Oh, man. Well, that's where we're going to end it today, guys.
Okay.
Right, if you want the rest, you can get on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We're going to do another half an hour on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all want that real, shit. It's getting real fucked up over there.
Uh-oh.
It's getting real fucked up over there. But thank you guys for tuning in another week. Another banger.
Brah.
Get Marlon.
I'm Norm.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Duke.
Oh, wait. Comedy Bar.
Extra
tonight.
Grade.
Yeah.
Comedy show. We'll see you
comedy
at the Cab
show
Space.
Tonight. Cab Space. We got four amazing comedians on, especially Norm and myself are on. And it's going to be a fun night, man. 9:30 p.m. Cab Room at Comedy Bar Bloor. Make sure you guys are there. Tickets are in the link in our bio. If you want to join Patreon, that link is in our bio as well. Do another half an hour over there.
Yeah.
And we'll see y'all later, man. I'm Marlon.
I'm Norm.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Duke.
And that was the Extra Gravy.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.